Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I'm a little excited. I've got to share it with you. I'm a little excited. I'm far behind the curve on stuff I was supposed to get done today, but it's okay. It's all right. I think I did what could very well be the most important part of the day, besides getting the new state inspection for the car and making sure that the Katzmobile was ready to roll. No, I'm not driving to Tel Aviv. No, it's that first turn off the interstate, man, that's a rough one. No. But Heidi and Julie are going to head up and visit Heidi's mom for a week thereabouts, and I'm going to drive. So I want to make sure, you know, the car is good. So I had it in over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue, in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Earlier today, had them give it the once-over a couple of times. So we're ready to go. And I just had to run a couple of errands. And I checked in for the flight. I have my boarding passes now. And there you go. So now it's just a matter of counting down the hours. That being said, let me remind you, it is Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I always try to wear red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. A nice thing started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms to remember members of our military who are deployed in other parts of the country and other parts of the world, far, far from their home. But I got to be honest with you here, as I always try to be. I did not have any red T-shirts in rotation. Well, I had a nice red shirt that I actually wore on Newsmax television this morning, but I didn't have any red T-shirts to go running around errands. I didn't have any red shorts. So, thank goodness I've got connections, right? My bestest buddy, Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com, who, by the way, I should point this out to you, made the top three best jewelry stores in all of Richmond from the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. I guess, when do we know the whole answer, Germ? Is that November, December? I don't know. Whenever they do the full reveal, I'll let you know, but congratulations to Emily. And thanks. So the reason I say that is that Emily, of course, has provided me with a couple of go-to emergency red bracelets so that when the laundry fairy is not cooperating or I just can't find my own stuff, I am still able to wear red, which I did thanks to Emily and a red Emily's bracelet. And, of course, because it's Friday, I got my Peppa Pig hat on because nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. So what do we have coming up? Well, 4:35 this afternoon, Stan Drewski will be dropping by. You know, we always talk a little bit about cars. Stan's going to be on his own tomorrow. Yep, it's like putting training wheels on the car. I think he's going to be just fine. He's not allowed to touch any buttons or anything in the studio because the last time he did that, poor Brian had to go running in there with a fire extinguisher and a bucket of half and half or something. But he'll be doing the best weekend radio show anywhere tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the garage with Stan Andruski. But he'll be doing it all by his lonesome. Or at least he'll be doing it without me, because I'll be leaving on a jet plane. Stan's coming up at 4:35. Mort Klein, president of ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America, is going to be here at 5:35, because we have to talk about the growing anti-Semitism we are seeing from Virginia Democrats, and I mean leading Virginia Democrats. Ghazala Hashmi, who is the Democrat nominee for lieutenant governor, will not condemn state delegate Sam Rasul's anti-Semitism. Instead, the good Senator Hashmi, who, as you know, has some difficulty knowing exactly where she lives and what district she represents, says, quote, "The rise in anti-Semitism has created real fear in communities across Virginia, and it cannot be ignored or dismissed. Instead, it must be condemned clearly, consistently, and without caveat." And then, of course, she instills a whole slew of caveats, doesn't she? Because she doesn't come out and condemn the comments from her fellow state legislator, Sam Rasul. Then she goes on, because it's all about her, don't you know? Because she, like so many in the political world, is a flippant narcissist. She says, "As a Muslim, I know what it feels like when an entire community is scapegoated for the actions of a few." Huh. Okay, well, that's interesting and has nothing to do with this, but all right. "No group should be vilified, targeted, or dehumanized." Although she felt totally okay dehumanizing Jews as she stood with the supporters of Hamas. But, you know, I digress. Anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and all forms of hate have no place in our communities. They are an affront to our shared values. Well, it's fascinating. No, it is. It's fascinating. But how come you would not actually condemn the vicious Jew hatred spilling from the lips of your fellow Virginia Democrat, Sam Rasul? That's what I would like to know. I mean, you sound a little bit like your current benefactor, Abigail Spamberger. Another phony and a fraud. Abigail Spamberger won't condemn Sam Rasul. She's not standing with Jews in the Commonwealth. This is why it is so important to acknowledge the fact that Eileen Fillerkorn, who is a prominent Virginia Democrat, has called out her own Virginia Democrat Party for embracing and emboldening anti-Semitism and, I would say, anti-Semites. Eileen Fillerkorn, who was the first Jew, the first woman to serve as the Speaker of the House of Delegates, a woman with whom I can guarantee you I don't agree on any major political issue. We couldn't be further apart politically. And that's why I think it's important for me as a conservative Republican to stand up and salute the courage of a liberal Democrat, Eileen Fillerkorn, for calling out the Virginia Democrat Party for the anti-Semitism that is on full display and apparently fully embraced. There's a great photo. I just sent stuff out again on X, and you can see it. You can see it. There's Ghazala Hashmi. And I, you know, if you're not with me on X, then you're going to miss it. No, you're just going to miss it. I'm sorry. So sign up with me on X, at Jeff Katz Show, at Jeff Katz Show, so that you can see this image. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'll also share it over on the Jeff Katz Show page on Facebook. But you do need to see it. It's just that simple. What will happen? Oh, people are saying, well, you know, isn't the Jewish community going to condemn her? Well, you know, here's what's going to happen. The Jewish community, in large part, as I have said, unfortunately for many, is now comprised of people who are not necessarily dealing with our faith, but rather having replaced the religion with this secular left-wing ideology, where it's all about politics first. I've seen it over and over and over and over again. It pains me, but I've seen it. I've seen it. I know that the shul we used to attend, good Lord, it might as well have been a Democrat Party meeting. That's why it became so difficult to go to the Oneg, the little get-together after services. So I don't know what will happen. I don't. I have some concerns and fears, but it sure would be nice if these folks who would like to lead our beloved Commonwealth would actually stand up, have the courage necessary to condemn the brutal anti-Semitism being voiced within their own party. Eileen Fillerkorn did it. Where's Abigail Spanberger? She won't do it. Ghazala Hashmi? Forget about it. Jay Jones? Well, there's no criminals he can embrace in this, so he's not interested. Reminder to you, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, I would love to have you reach out on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, that's the James River Air text line. Make sure you shoot me a note. 3:35, my friend John Reed's going to pop by. He's the Republican nominee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is running for lieutenant governor. And I want him to weigh in on the anti-Semitism, this brutal, vicious, nasty anti-Semitism we are coming to see, that we're going to see, unfortunately, continually on a very visible sort of a platform. It's painful. It's painful, but there it is. All right. What else? Oh, I got a pair of tickets for the Cookout 400. That's happening over at the Richmond Raceway August the 16th. Let's do 420. All right, let's do that at 420. I'll give you a chance to win that pair of tickets. Joe in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, reaches out. He says, hey, Jeff, have a great trip. I hope all of your dreams of Israel are realized. Well, thank you. I am so excited to look at what's really going on over there and then come back here to the United States to share with everyone what it is that I see. Everything that I see, good, bad, and ugly, whatever it is, I want you to know about it. And some of the places that we'll be visiting, I'm not allowed to share all of them, and I can't share all of the people we'll be meeting with, but suffice to say, it's going to be a very, very busy, impactful, meaningful week in Eretz Yisrael. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.